This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Garalot. I'm here outside of Florence, Italy, with my friend and colleague, Katia Girotto, once again. And we're watching with interest how President Obama is visiting Europe this week, a very quick trip, 4 days, three countries. He's here, Katia, to visit Poland. There he's marking the 25th anniversary of the Solidarity Movement and the country's return to democratic governance. He also met there with the newly elected president of Ukraine and basically reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and for all former Soviet states and satellites, that they do not need to stand alone in the face of Russian aggression, is promising funding for security forces, defense forces. He then traveled on to Brussels, Belgium, G7 summit, then met with President Hollande in France. And then the big thing culminating in the anniversary, the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of Normandy. And here we are in Italy. Of course, the invasion of France 70 years ago is an important anniversary to commemorate. But it does overshadow in some ways Italy's liberation and Italy's role in the Second World War, especially the suffering that that was experienced here from 1943 to 1945. 500,000 Italians died during the Second World War. Hundreds of thousands of Allied troops died here. Italians definitely remember this. Everyone was affected. It's left its mark on this country even today.
Yes, Suzette, you're right. Definitely the Second World War is the biggest scar that we have here in Europe. It's something that everybody remember, and it is something that everybody in this old continent need to remember. If we're talking about Italy, definitely is easy to find everywhere, in every city, in every town, something that reminds you about the Second World War. And if you would be able to talk to any Italian family, they will have memories about that. If you talk to the generation of my mom and my dad and my grandparents, then definitely they lived the war, so they will have very vivid memories about a war, because a war is not something that you forget. But I have to say that even the new generation, you see this, they still remember. The war is not just something that we studied at school. It's not just something that we find on our books. It's not just part of our history, but it's part of a daily life, I would say. It's very obvious the impact and the effects that those war had in Italy. And I also would like to say that even if you look at the European Union somehow, you can see this. How? In a way that we always need to remember that if today we do have the European Union and we can have an opinion on the European Union, if we want to be pro-Union, or again, we also have people that are Eurosceptical, well, if we do have this possibility, it's because we had the war, but at the end we did have the liberation. So this is something related, and every time we talk about the European Union, then we need to remind ourselves that European Union was created in order to avoid wars and in order to avoid things like what happened, or the things that happened during the Second World War.
Well, you mentioned how Italians, even today, young people alike, remember. I mean, there are physical remembrances throughout this country, throughout Europe. I mean, obviously, President Obama and others who are visiting Normandy visit the American cemetery. They visited the cemeteries where Allied troops died in, you know, large numbers. But we even visited today an American cemetery here out just outside of Florence with the OU alumni group. And you explained to us how Italian citizens today are so appreciative of what American citizens did, American soldiers did in this country 70 years ago.
Definitely. During the Second World War, of course, we had a lot of Italians that died during the war and a lot of Europeans. But we also had to remember that a lot of American soldiers died for the freedom of this country. So this was definitely a very high price that not only Italy, not only Europe, but also United States of America had to pay in order to give our land back to us.
Well, Katia, thank you so much. And thank you for being a part of our alumni group this week as we're finishing our mini city tour of Italy. It's been a tremendous experience for all of us. And it's been great to get to know this country so much better from every angle. You've really taught us a lot. And thank you for joining us on Worldviews.
Thank you very much. It was a very big pleasure to have you here.